Come on down. We'll take what we have. When you get, I'm gonna let y'all have two. Oh, still two. Here comes Conniger. Conniger's making his grand appearance in. All right. How are you this morning, Conniger? All right. What is this? Huh? Milk? It's a milk bottle. Now, I started thinking about this. My family says Ashburn's Dairy up there. My family had a dairy. That's how my grandfather started, or actually my great-great-grandfather started his business was a dairy. And one of the things they used to do is instead of putting milk in the containers, the cardboard containers, this would be what you would get at the store. Huh? Yes, this is soap to look like milk. But I started thinking about that. How weird that you got your milk in a glass bottle. Now, I know today there's still a few places where you can get milk in a glass bottle. But most of the time when we go to the grocery store, we have cardboard containers, right? Now, let's look out here. Look at these people. They're older than me, except for a couple of them. All right. How many of you folks, was there a time when your milk came in only glass? That was the only option. Look back there. Look at all these old people. Man, I mean, can you imagine going to the grocery store and get a gallon of milk and it's in a big old glass container? That's kind of weird, isn't it? And I started to think about milk and milk cartons and how times have changed. Do you realize one of the things I can guarantee you about your life is it's going to change? I can promise you that probably in 5 years your hairstyle is going to change. I can promise you that you'll be wearing a different kind of clothes, and that the ones you thought were so great and so wonderful, you would go, I would never wear that in public. Because here's the thing I know about life. It changes. And some people have a hard time with that. And yet, I've got some even better news. As a Christian, if you really are living for Jesus and reading the Bible, your life will change. And it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And I meet Christians that are like, well, I wish we could go back to the way it used to be. No, you don't. Because if we really go back to the way it used to be, we would be without air conditioning. We would be wearing sandals and robes and reading Aramaic and because things change. And here's the thing. I want you to remember that if you know Jesus, your life's supposed to change for the better. Okay? So you leave today knowing that you need to become more like Jesus. And if you do that, your life will change. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much that you call us to change. Help us to understand that. And Father, I pray for these kids that they will understand that if they love you and they love your word, that you will change the way they live. And that's my prayer for all of us, that we would be changed. In Jesus' name.